Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. It has been 1 year since I was busted up in the incident with my horse, Snore. I'm reluctant to call it an accident because I think Snore knew exactly what she was doing. We were both on the job this week doing the same task as we were a year ago, sorting off the heavies at the midway point through calving season. My go-to mount, Winnie, the only horse that I've used the last few months since I've been able to ride again, is having some respiratory issues. So I was mounted on my Grulemare Mini, a capable mount, but fairly rough riding. She can sure do the job when it comes to turning a cow, but is choppy enough that with my new hardware, it is not a real pleasurable experience. Liberty, the horse that my son Caleb has grown up with, is sure showing her age, and I knew it was going to be a fairly big job. So I had asked my son Zane if he had a horse he could bring for Caleb. The only one he has in his string right now that is not pretty green is Snore, the mare that busted me up. I was a little envious as Caleb swung up on Snore. She's a nice-looking, smooth-riding horse, and he got along with her really well, and she did a great job for most of the day. Except for those 5 seconds, about midway through the job, when out of the blue, she decided to put him on the ground. In his career as a saddle bronc rider, Caleb has been bucked off a lot of horses. He has learned when to bail out, and this time he landed on his feet. Snore stood and waited for him to remount, which he did after a brief intermission spent looking for his sunglasses in the tall grass. This is just the second time Snore has bucked. She's been successful in dismounting her rider both times. It was a great reminder for me that she is not the horse that the Lord intends for me to be riding. Beth and I celebrated my 1 year recovery by attending Old West Days in Valentine, the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering, where one of the poems that I shared was Convictions and Consequences. The last young horse I ever would need. My hope for this sorrel steed that together we would ride until we reached the trail's end in another 20 trips round the sun when cow chasing days are done. I had hoped to make the journey with one I thought of as a friend. Our relationship had gotten rocky, and I now, far from cocky, more than anything, just wanted this to work, which is why I had ignored the warning she had given me that morning. No days off granted just because she wants to be a jerk. Extra warm-up time applied before mounting for the ride, hoping to reach a mutual understanding. But she was intent to battle, and soon bones would break and rattle. Most of the damage done before my landing. I wasn't reaching for my night latch or thinking this might be a mismatch. I was sliding my hand down the rein to bring her head around. Was that pain or hatred in her eye? The intensity I can't deny. My last memory before memories went aground. I was standing when they found me. An odd sight my crew did see. That mare stood waiting just a few feet away. Perhaps that day's greatest cost was the trust forever lost, and the confidence a surgeon's skills could not allay. But there was a cowboy younger. For the contest he did hunger, and that mare was being ridden at that day's closing scene. While this cowboy, gurney-bound, 200 miles east was found, bouncing across the tracks in River City, flying high on ketamine. If wrong, we are counting. It was not in the mounting, but in the conviction that bailing out just isn't right. It's a common thread of mind among the cowboy kind. If we're still in the saddle, then we're still in the fight. I want to again thank my neighbors and friends, many who I have never met, for the prayers and encouragement this past year. I'm very fortunate to be doing as well as I am, and I know that being lifted up in prayer is a big part of the reason my recovery has been so successful. Thank you for riding along on Homegrown this morning, hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, that He is raining on your place, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.